Get this man a wellness check. Someone needs to check on Keith Olbermann. My inside sources are telling me that doctors at Woke Memorial Hospital, they are dumbfounded when it comes to dealing with the disease of OMB. Orange Man Bad! Doctors at Woke Memorial, they have the most experience. They are used to treating uncurable cases on a daily basis. In most cases, doctors, they can manage the symptoms. Now, they can't cure the disease. As you guys know, there is no cure once you reach stage 4 levels of OMB. But for the most part, doctors, they can manage the symptoms. Unfortunately for Keith Olbermann, the OMB, it has spread and infected 100% of his body. As a result, you see the musings of a deranged doofus like we saw yesterday on Twitter. You know, about 15% of my audience is under the age of 30. I'm assuming that the vast majority of that 15% does not spend their Sunday mornings worshiping at Woke United Methodist. When you're young, you have a tendency to lean further to the left on the political spectrum. The far left, they are absolutely brilliant at presenting this utopian life. Free healthcare, free education. Well, who's going to pay for all that? The billionaires! Make the billionaires pay their fair share. Guaranteed jobs, universal incomes. Let's live a life of rainbows and woke wieners. Woohoo! Yes, yes, yes. When you're young and naive, when you're clueless as to how the real world works, this utopian life presented by deacons at Woke United Methodist, it seems realistic. I mean, who would not want free healthcare? Who wouldn't want to attend the college of their choosing and receive free indoctrination? Universal income sounds great. Who wouldn't want to receive mailbox money? If you're under the age of 30, if you think chanting Free Hamas at a peaceful protest is a form of gainful employment, let me give you a stern warning. Allow Uncle KC to give you a little glimpse into your future. If you're a male birthing person, this is what you're going to look like when you get older. You want to spend decades preaching the good word, spreading the woke faith? That is going to be the result. I know we don't have to worry about the young people in this audience. I'm sure you guys were raised well. Appreciate those of you, too, who signed up for channel memberships yesterday. Spence Sports Network, Ryan Falmuina. Hope I'm pronouncing your name right, dude. Thank you for becoming parishioners. Welcome to the congregation. Deacon Ron Moore, appreciate you signing up for a leadership position. Maybe you can help me show these kids the end result when you dedicate their lives to shitfuckery. Because it is far too late for Keith Olbermann. Unfortunately for Keithy Poo, there is no returning to normalcy. Yesterday, I defended Stephen A. Smith against the onslaught of attacks that he was receiving from his pretend friends in the mainstream media. The upcoming Butt Bongo Festival this weekend, Stephen A. no longer invited. The Pride celebrations at Club Shay Shay in the month of June, where Jackie Mahomes will be performing his classic Dancing Queen, Young and Sweet, My Name is Jackie. Stephen A. no longer has front row seats. Hell, he can no longer get past Rachel Levine, the bouncer at Club Shay Shay. Over the past week, Stephen A. Smith, he has been relentlessly attacked by his pretend friends in the media. But I have yet to see one of these pretend friends making demands for Stephen A. to be fired from the worldwide leader in woke, ESPN. Well, KC, why would he be fired from ESPN for something he said on Fox News? That's an excellent question. Luckily, Keith Olbermann provides an answer. Keithy Poo, he got on Twitter yesterday to release his latest article. Now, you're probably wondering, why would Keith Olbermann release an article on Twitter? Couldn't he release it as an op-ed in the New York Times, the Washington Post, maybe USA Today? The answer is no. The OMBs had such a devastating impact on Keith Olbermann that mainstream media outlets, they refused to be associated with him. This dude is so far on the left of the political spectrum, he is too radical for MSNBC. He releases this article on Twitter yesterday titled, "Why ESPN Should Silence or Fire Stephen A. Smith." Correct me if I'm wrong here. isn't this the same Keith Olbermann who claims that Donald Trump is a threat to democracy? I thought Keithy Pooh was a defender of democracy. How are you defending democracy by calling for someone to be silenced? That doesn't sound like democracy to me. It sounds like a dictatorship. This is a classic symptom of OMB. Anytime someone says something that you disagree with, you call for them to be silenced. If someone mentions Donald Trump without criticizing him, you call for them to be fired or canceled. According to Keith Olbermann, ESPN should fire Stephen A. Smith because you're not allowed to talk about sports on one network while endorsing a presidential candidate on another network. Check it out for yourself. I have read through these musings of lunacy several times this morning. I kept looking for the point Keith Olbermann was trying to make. Eventually, I just came to the conclusion that this was not about Stephen A. Smith. This was about Donald Trump. As you can see, Keithy, he dedicates two paragraphs to Stephen A. and the rest of this gibberish is incoherent, deranged outrage towards the Trumper. As I scrolled further, I noticed that Keithy included a video. I would imagine that the video was included for his lonely male followers who happen to be illiterate. I was hoping that Keith Olbermann was actually making a point in the video as to why Stephen A. Smith should be fired. Unfortunately, that was not the case. Watch for yourself.
ESPN must either silence its top figure, Stephen A. Smith, or fire Stephen A. Smith. Once upon a time, a long time ago, you could be on one television channel talking benignly about good old sports while you were also on another television channel talking about party politics, partisanship, and even endorsing one presidential candidate over another. A long time ago. I know this because I used to do it a long time ago. A long time ago, like 2010. But this is no longer 2010. So why is ESPN letting Stephen A. Smith go on Fox News and campaign for Donald Trump? They either have to silence him or they have to get rid of him.
As you just saw, this video was filmed in Keith's room at Woke Memorial Hospital, or as he prefers to call it, home. For starters, was I the only one that sensed feelings of jealousy and bitterness? Did it seem like Keith Olbermann was jealous of Stephen A. Smith? He claimed that when he was allowed to work in the mainstream media, you weren't allowed to talk sports and politics at the same time. Keith, he wants Stephen A. Smith held to the same standards that he was held to. There's just one problem for Keith Olbermann, one tiny problem. You see, Keithy, Stephen A., he has something called perks. I know you're unfamiliar with perks because you were never important enough to have them. ESPN, they allow Stephen A. Smith to host his own podcast. They allow him to appear on Fox News because Stephen A. made these conditions a term of his employment. Stephen A. has the power to do this because he has actual influence at ESPN. You weren't allowed to do this, especially in the latter years of your career in the mainstream media, because you were completely useless. The only reason Keith Olbermann is pissed off with Stephen A. Smith is because he is under this delusion that Stephen A. endorsed Donald Trump. Newsflash, Keithy, that never happened. I challenge you to find one clip of Stephen A. Smith endorsing Donald Trump. I think Keith Olbermann is also jealous because Stephen A. Smith has public influence too. Believe it or not, Keith Olbermann, he used to be influential. He used to actually matter. When Keith Olbermann spoke, people listened. That is no longer the case. I'm working on the next video in the Rise and Fall series right now, planning on doing the NBA next, but this summer, I'm hoping to do a rise and fall on Keith Olbermann. For decades, this dude was at the pinnacle of success in the mainstream media. Worked at ESPN, hosted a primetime show on MSNBC. Before Donald Trump entered the political scene, we started to see signs that Keith Olbermann was, I guess, losing it, for lack of a better term. Once Donald Trump came onto the political scene, Keith Olbermann, he officially lost it. This dude is out of his mind. Go look at his YouTube channel. I went through the first 10 videos on Keith Olbermann's YouTube channel, the most recently released videos, 9 out of 10, he's talking about Donald Trump. 90% of his content is about one orange man. I thought Skip Bayless had the most unhealthy obsession in the media. Right below him was Shay Sharp and his obsession with the man that he calls Billy Goat James. I have never seen a deeper obsession than the obsession that Keith Olbermann has with Donald Trump. I mean, this cannot be healthy. Keith Olbermann spends every waking moment talking about another dude. No wonder he is America's oldest virgin. No wonder he can't get a woman to spend 5 minutes with him. If you're a woman, can you imagine what a date would be like with Keith Olbermann? If you made the mistake of ordering orange juice, this dude would have a panic attack. Keith Olbermann also claimed that he would call for Stephen A. Smith to be fired if he was endorsing John Biden. According to Keithy Poo, he doesn't want politics to be mixed with sports. It's rather ironic when you think about it. Remember when the originator of the term huge embarrassing failure, Bomani Jones, remember when he was collecting woke welfare at ESPN? Bomani Jones, he would use his platform at ESPN to talk about Donald Trump. Yet for some reason, Keith Olbermann never had a problem with it. Well, KC, to be fair, he probably wasn't watching. No one watched Bomani Jones. Yeah, that's true. That's true. That is a great point. But what about Tori Pablo? Tori Pablo worked at ESPN. Last year, he made an appearance on MSNBC and he criticized Vivek Ramaswamy. I don't remember Keithy Poo having a problem with that. Remember when Jemele Hill was working at ESPN and she accused the Trumper of being a white supremacist? Where was the outrage from Keith Olbermann? The only time Keith Olbermann is outraged is when someone doesn't speak venomously about Donald Trump. He expects everyone else to share in his hatred. What Keith Olbermann doesn't understand, the vast majority of people, even people in the media, the vast majority of people aren't that miserable. Most people aren't leading miserable lives. They are not spending every moment of their day obsessing over another dude. But give me your thoughts. Keith Olbermann completely humiliates himself again. He calls for ESPN to fire Stephen A. Smith because, in his constant state of delusion, Keith Olbermann thinks that Stephen A. endorsed Donald Trump. What happened to Keith Olbermann? He's always leaned to the left, but he used to be coherent. He used to be logical. Today, he seems to be out of his mind. What happened? You tell me. Sound off in the comments below. Like, subscribe, share the video. Appreciate your support. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_BTL84 on Twitter. And I'll see you guys later.